We left off all the way at the end of this Taz, and I don't want to run through the end of the Taz because so we're going to see a lot more of this when we learn Tzadiyal and Tzadiyal Beis. But there's a funny Gemara. The Gemara over there in Kuftes. The Gemara says the case where Tipa's Cholov fell into this Kedera. So the Mishnah says if you're Menai or you're Mechasim, Miyad, it's Mutter. So that scenario is true whether that Tipa, so what does that mean? The Tipa fell in. And where it fell, there is not shishim, but the whole pot is shishim. So if I can guarantee that the tipa is spread out through the whole pot, so then everything's mutter, because there's shishim and the basar connected the chola. If the tipa stays in one spot, that one spot doesn't have shishim, and that's what will become basar, and now it's basar b'chola, and now you need shishim connected to that spot. So it falls on a chaticha, which is in the right, like that makes the case easy, right? So, or falls in a chaticha, which is partially, it's partially chutz l'raitav, it's kula chutz l'raitav, however you want to learn the case. Right? So, that the more it comes out, even in that scenario, it fell in a chaticha, which is not in the raitav. So, if you do nothing, that piece becomes basar b'chol. There's not shishim in the piece. The piece is going to remain, is going to be osir, and now it's basar b'chol, but you're going to need shishim in the pakeneg of the whole chaticha. So, but the more the Mishnah, if a person would immediately stir it in or cover it, which has equivalent status halacha like stirring it in, so then it's mispashet b'shava throughout the whole pot, and it's bought the b'shishim and everything is wonderful. If he waits and then he stirs it in or covers it, he remembered something from the shiur, he's supposed to do that, right? But he didn't remember he's supposed to do it right away, so. Right now the piece is kula chutz l'raitav, so that piece is also the rest of the pot is mutter, right? He stirs it in, the whole pot becomes nishishim connected to the whole chaticha. But if he didn't do it right away, you definitely messed yourself over in a major way. But if he did it right away, it's mutter. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why don't you say chanan, right? So you see, there's a musig that even if it lands in the chaticha, if it doesn't settle there, English translation, we'll say in a second, whatever that means, right? So the fact that it landed in the chaticha, but if it doesn't settle there, it doesn't create a din of chanan. So this is a discussion which we discussed once before. Do we have a time lapse? So it's telling over here that there's a time lapse, right? Right? We don't say. The chaticha as is not going to spread beyond. It's a chaticha kula chutz l'raitav. It's just going to spread throughout the chaticha, and that's it. So Tosfos is a case where we went into one chaticha, which is teicha raitav. So why isn't Tosfos over there? It's several spashim. Over there, clearly the motion of the onward motion is automatic. So then you say there's no din chana. That's clear. So it falls into one chaticha. It definitely fell there. That's where it's going to spread first, and there's not shishim in that piece. It does not create chanan because it's going. We know it's going to continue to spread beyond this right of there, and it'll spread beyond the boundaries of this piece throughout the rest of the pot. So that's called sefer lispashet. You don't say chanan by a case of sefer lispashet. Here, the case was it wasn't sefer lispashet because it's sitting on that piece which is kula chutz l'raitav. But if you mix it in immediately before it has time to settle, it accomplishes the same thing, right? So there is a scenario where the Rashi is going to agree that it doesn't kula become osur. Then that chaticha, whether you say chanan or not, b'sharisurim, right? But that you're saying this piece will remain osur. In this case, this piece would remain osur. So it wasn't basar b'chol. It was. There was nevela to shuta. If you're menari, you're mechasa right away. So that piece is mutter, like everything else. The same way Basar Chov is saying we're confident that the tipa spread equally throughout the rest of the pot, and therefore the shishim. So we're also, you know, the Rashba says when the one chatika becomes usr, we are not confident that it leaves. But in the scenario of Menara, Mechasim, Yad, so we are confident that it leaves, and as we spash it, Beshava throughout the rest of the pot. So that's like a more over there. Point number one. So the Beis Yosef was grappling on the tour. He wants to know, the tour says a point which according to Beis Yosef's eyes is seemingly double pashut to the point where it's not even necessary to say it, right? So the second point that he says, so you have the piece falls into the pot, and so I can't take out any of the heter out of the pot because we have a gzera. You might take out too much heter and you're not going to have shishim, then you're going to ask for the pot. Okay? So the tour, that's all of the tour of the Rashba, but according to me, there's nothing to worry about. Now, what's the conversation? So according to the Rashba, the piece falls in. Okay, 1 o'clock the feast. 1 o'clock the piece of Isser falls into the pot. Okay. So according to the scenario we were talking about, the Rishishim in the pot. So according to the Torah, if you don't hold the Chanan, right, and the Rishishim in the pot, we're confident that it's spread equally throughout the rest of the pot. So how much Isser is left in this Ketichah? The answer is not less than Shishim. So it's okay now. Okay, so I ask him that the pot is Mutter. I say, Rabbi, can I take some Heter now out to eat? He says, no, don't take it out to eat. Because maybe it'll answer when you take it. What's the answer? There's nothing here to answer. It was the spash of Beshava in the whole pot. Everything is bought to Beshishim. There's nothing left in this Ketichah. Right? Let's see, your name is the Rashba. And the Rashba says that we're choshed that there was something left in that piece that it wasn't these passages b'shava. So we're going to be mocked in both directions. We're going to eat shisha less of the pot because everything went out of this katiko, spread the whole pot. We're going to say this piece remains also because maybe it stayed in this piece. Okay, if we're willing to be mocked in both directions. Now I start taking a heter out of the pot. I say, oyvei. Right? Oyvei, I made myself a real problem because there's still more isser in this piece than the rest of the pot. And now this Isser might come out now second time and ask for the rest of the pot. Because now there's not shishim anymore. So at 1 o'clock, I say, wow, Baruch Hashem, the shishim of the pot. Only one piece is a problem. 1 of 5, I take out, you know, some of the food and I don't have shishim anymore. So I say, 1 of 4, I just messed myself over. According to the Rash. Because there's still Isser in this piece. There's no longer shishim in the pot connected to the piece. So now I got a problem. So what's the solution? Leave everything in the whole solution the whole time till after everything cools down. And now we're not worried about flavors spreading and now we're safe. If you don't say chanan, if you say chanan, it's a whole different ballgame. Right? All right, so this piece had Isser in it, right? That was the scenario. We had the piece had Isser in it. And the piece didn't have shishim to be mevatel. Now the piece falls into the pot. And we're saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, there's rights over there, it spreads throughout to the pot. There's shishim in the pot, everything is wonderful. So the Torah says, well, everything is wonderful, and the piece becomes mutter, after mutter. Right? Or whatever you want to call it that, you know, right? The Rashi says, no, in a gold oichlim, the piece stays also. So that means we're assuming that there's issue left in the piece. So this is Sif Bey. So Machaber passes like the Rashi. He says, well, okay, you know, so Sif Bey. You know, according to the Rashba, you can't. If you take the piece out, whatever you take it out with is going to become awesome. If you take Heter out, you know, Shishim, the rest of the pot is going to become awesome. So the only solution is let it cool off before you take it out. according to the tour that the piece became mutter, do whatever you want. Right? That's the current, that's what the tour says. That
watching the tour. Rashi says that in this situation, you shouldn't take it out, anything out of the pot, when it's in there. Because maybe it'll leave there too much, it won't be shishim, don't take it out before, because it'll ask for the rest of the piece, etc. What's the eitzah? Let it cool off. After it's these batlo, the chos of the teira. Even after the shishim in the pot, this piece doesn't become mutter. If you mashik savti, about this, shabbat, b'shishim, and b'chazeres the teira, this piece becomes mutter itself. Say, look, what's the problem? Okay. So far, the Rashba is very. So the Rashba is not the Torah, no. All right. So far, we're sleeping very, very comfortable. The Rashba makes sense. The Torah, the Shitasa makes sense. Everything's wonderful. Comes the Torah says no. You know, Mikol Mokam Yeshachal. Al Vishachaticha Shabala Isser. Misbatal Isser Shabbat Beshishim. Better Isser Oid Chaticha Shechel Shabbat. Ben Oisroid Katicha Shachel Shabbat, who be'en, and on his battle. Babishi Shishim Kenegdoi, who chose over Oisro. So we can make this argument that even though that's true, but if the scenario is the case of the Katicha Shishba Chalet, right? So it was a piece of meat which had chaylev attached to it, and had a hetzer attached to it. Zok the tour, well, yeah, but the chaylev isn't used up. So calls mom that the piece is sitting in the pot, right? And if you let it stay in there and cool down, I assume that any time of chaylev which went into that piece, which is attached to chaylev, spread throughout the rest of the pot. So that piece will become mutter. I cut off the chaylev, and the rest of the piece is mutter. But if I take it out beforehand, so that piece is going to come us, or the chaylev is going to answer it. It's chaylev there. Right? So if I take the piece out, chaticha shachaylev shabah hu be'en, eno mizbatel, even though the shisha connecto, it can be chaylev oyser. So if I take the piece out, that piece will become oyser. So if I leave the piece in the pot, there's a piece which has chaylev attached to it, and it has meat, has basar. It falls into the pot. So it was cooked the first time, the time of the chaylev went into the piece. Now I put it into this big pot, there's shishim connected the chaylev, the zak the tur, I hold it's mutter. Okay, I can live with that. Right? Zakter, but if you take it out, it's going to come asr again. The chaylev isn't gone. So the Beis Yosef says, shkayach. I need the tur to tell me that. That's obvious. There's chaylev there. We don't. The chaylev isn't used up. It's still sitting there. I mean, it's metziah sitting there. It's going to ask him. Right. So that is the Beis Yosef's kasha on the tour. He says the mashu kasha yeshachalik who double poshet lanitin liter mirlav reb shitusa. It's so obvious. I don't know what the conversation was. Right. The shakir tiger of the tour, and he says, you know, the bets really according to me, everything's really wonderful. You know what? Maybe not yeshachalik. Like really. So that's the issue with the Taz is coming to try and be matzel the tour from the Beis Yosef's Taina, like it's a good Taina. So the Dr. Moshe no Dr. Moshe gracious. Right, okay. So it's up to thousands. Now, let's see inside. They're important to point it out to answer a question.
Okay, so then the Taz ties it together with the way he learned the sugya before. So go back to the sugya of like a chal. So umachu shekosu toisus. Shavesi b'samuch. The Iker Akusha Elameyanta Nof the Kedera. So more I asked, if you tell me there's Baltal B'shi Baltal, so it falls to Kedera Cheres. Why is it us? That's the Moor's cash. Humachma. So what's that cash? Because the Moor is assuming the Kol Mashas Soifer Lots is Minacholov. There to Minacholov, that the Cholov inside of the Gumois of the Kachal. Right. So Taisus learns. Yeah. Inside his iron base. So the Mor says that the Kachal Atzma is Osir, but if it falls together, it cares, it Osirs. So the Mor says, how much are you Mishayer? Mor says, you have to be Mishayer B'Yidei, because you don't know how much came out. Mor says, if so, now look at there's lo yosir. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Like, well, why don't we say the reason why you're mishar bekula? Because it's a sofik. Like, which we would assume. So therefore, I don't know how much came out. So after your macher, maybe the whole thing came out. But I can't. But it falls to the next part of the answer, because maybe the whole thing didn't come out. So Tosfos says no. This is pasha to Chazal. So we can't say whether in Masupik how much came out. Chazal knew. One. Number two, outside you wouldn't ask because Chol Shkutus the Rabbana. Right near the Farish. That tells you like this. The word Me'elamayat is going back on that which you said, Kacham and Aminyan. So if Kacham and Aminyan accounts to the 60, means the meat isn't the Yisr, it's only the milk in the meat which is the Yisr. The problem is not the meat of the Chachal. The problem is the milk which is contained in the small Gumois inside of the Chachal. And the Mora is asking, there's no reason to believe that when you're discussing a Belia, so we have the discussion, maybe the Belia goes out more, goes out less, the first time it pulls out a certain amount, the second, but discussing milk which is gathered in the Gumais, which is, it's a liquid, and there's liquid, it moves. So it's going to move, the second time it's not going to move it any more than the first time. So if whatever amount of milk came out, you tell me it's also a certain amount of milk, we assume doesn't come out, it's not going to come out the second time either. And that's the Mora's cash. So Mora is saying, in this scenario, where you're answering, you tell me that the meat is mutter, means the meat is not the problem. It's just the chalav, which is konus, shibasaycha, which is the problem. So the Mora says, so why is it answer in the second part? And so Mora answers, sharuba nekhatikha de nevela. Okay. Fine. So the Taz builds on that yesod. The Morris kasha was humach with the chumash of several lots of min acholav yotze b'kedei rishona reacholav shel kachal who be'en b'kachal. There's a certain amount of acholav which is staying in the kachal. That's exactly what we're saying. The reason why the kachal is osir is because some of the acholav stayed. The Mor is assuming a certain amount stayed, and so it means you have a scenario where you have kachal, basar kachal, and chol of kachal, which the chol of kachal has tam basar in it, and it's osir. So you have a chatikah now which has the basar and iser. And you're telling me that the lomos of the kasha is because it stays there. So the parallel to the case of the tour, where you have a piece of meat which has chaylev attached to it, and you have a kikah which has milk attached to it, chaylev attached to it, in the gumas, they're parallel cases now. Yeah? It stays there. If Chazal felt that it all came out through Bishul, so why would Chazal weren't going? There's nothing there. The Chazal is saying there's a certain amount taka stays. But Chazal didn't answer it. Since it's the Rabbanon, they didn't answer that amount which stays. Kimish Lepirsh, Kimish Lepirsh Rashi Shah. The problem wasn't the basar of the reason why it's also is not because the basar of the kakal. The reason why it's also is because of the milk of the kakal has tam basar in it. So I can't eat kakal because there's milk which has tam basar in it. So the problem isn't the meat, the problem is the milk. So the Taz has to point that out because I need the parallel at the case of the meat with the chaylev. The problem isn't the meat, the problem is the chaylev. The problem here isn't the meat, the problem is the cholov. So the way he's building it up, we're getting a very parallel case. So but whatever time it's going to put out goes to the Rishonim. So whatever amount of time that the chayav is going to put into the piece of meat next to it, it did it already. And whatever amount that was, according to the Torah, is batel. So who said it's going to put more time? Mishtotziah saw. Now, the Gemara says, okay, now you drop this piece of chaylev into a new pot. You're not going to say it's mutter, right? Because that's the chaylev putting time into new things. But the relationship between the chaylev and this piece of meat, the same way by the case of cholev and this piece of meat, we're saying whatever time the cholev wanted to put in the piece of meat, it did already. So I should argue whatever time the chaylev wanted to put in the piece of meat, it did already. So taking it out is not up and down like putting it into a new pot. So the he, the he, the havi kama kader acheris, is the law. It's like putting it. We're not saying if you put a new pot, it doesn't answer. That taka answers. Come on, kar holach misham masha shayich leilich imenu. But in regards to this piece, it shouldn't end anymore. Vadi, no, for a chayil of the mokamacher, chayz of oyser. Those are supplita kadosha. Mashenkin mekan mechatiru zusha, kar kibu min a chayil of zeh, vi hi seveya mimeno, ma yosar hakech oyd. Vado vare kusha hi. Right? So therefore, the chara, that this is what the tour is grappling with. I need to explain, based on the way he's mazal, the tour understood the sugas of Gemara and Tzadi Zayin, this should be the result. So this scenario, the Shittosav, the Torah, Shittaka B'Mutter. So what's he saying? El Shadocha Yisur Rabbeinu, the Ishakal Chakimen Shah Yisur Be'en, Chazeris Leplita Chadasha, the Kedera Cheris. The same way you put into a new piece, a new pot, it's going to add more, it's going to be parallel again. So I feel like Shittaka Shadovik Bo'a, it will also do the same thing. And that's the Chiddush the Torah say. Even though you could have argued based on the way you learned the Sugya Tzadi Zayin that the Chara that swore should tell me that should not happen, you know what? Yesh Nechal, that it does happen. That's how the Taz wants to be Masber, the Shaka Mataya, of what the Torah is grappling with. And it's a hamshach of the way he learned the Torah is learning up the Sugya and Tzadi Zayin. In our minds, without this piece of this kasher of the Gemara on Tzadi Zayin and Rebbeis, the way Tosfos learns that we're discussing the tam chala, the chala which is kanis in the gumos, which put time into the which are putting time into the basar, we're not worried about them putting time into the basar two times. Once we have this idea that the isser can be mafat time multiple times, which the Gemara says we do, that's the end of the Gemara. So what's not going to mean it's a new pattern, the same piece a second time. Right? That's the basis of this problem. The Taz says, you're right, but I have a Yisoid which Taz built up in the Sugya, which the Torah is basing his whole Mahalak on, that it doesn't do that. And then there was the Kash of the Gemara was based, predicated with Taz on this Yisoid, that it doesn't do that. And that was the worst Kash. It shouldn't even ask from Kinetic Harris. Right?
Doesn't Taz mean because it lost all of the Kambasa? Which one should have lost all of the Kambasa? Have any
So it's a fair question. It's a fair question. The Pasha is the way the Taz is learning. Which, if you catch up on the sugya, Pasha should be right. It's the problem is just in the Tam Boser. It means the whole Tam Cholov. It's not Maflit more a second time. That's more Gash. More Teretz is with Anas Chetikli Surah.
The idea that a chatikha could be so saturated with Tam that it can't be makabel anymore,
this is going to be. No, Taisa was saying the other round that whatever Tam wants to be maflit, the Morris Kasha wasn't mitzad Kabbalah because it's a new pot. The Morris Kasha was mitzad being maflit. And the mitzad being maflit was mitzad the cholim. Right? But the Rebataz is saying, but you have to cheshbin. Based on that thought process, the relationship between the cholov and the kachal. That's what the Taz is adding into the mix.
Would anybody suggest that because this chaticha was already by Leah Chalev, so if you take out another piece of chalev?
No, that is not saying.
It already got as much chalev from this piece of chalev as it's ever going to get. The chalev is still here, so what's stopping it from putting more time in the bus?
What?
Taz is addressing Hamamina that the chalev is already by Leah Chalev, it's not going to be by Leah more chalev, the chalev is still here.
Well, let me, again, we live in the world of magic of Blias. Why should it put more time in it? Why shouldn't we mafid the
Kubba Bath? I'm asking if you take a different history and put it there.
We're not discussing how much it can absorb. We're discussing the relation between the two things. As he says, I have no problem in the path that it should answer. I'm not discussing that. That's the Morris Harris, right? But the Mora has a Havamina which says that the nature of this relationship is that Ataka doesn't absorb anymore. Time it's going to be Mafet, it did already.
But there's no more Issa. All you have is Cholov out of the Basa Shabbat because the Basa was very nifla. But if you have the Chelev at the end, what's stopping it from being
Mavliya into the Chatiha? I don't think that's what it means because the Tam Basa came out. It means because the Tam Cholov stopped coming. That's what that's saying. The Morris Kasha that the Cholov is not being putting time with anything beyond that. Yeah, you're right. Isser Shabbat means whatever kind of time that the Cholov is going to put. Yeah. Whatever amount of chol is going to put time in the rest of the pot, it did already in the first pot. That's the Tosafot Lashon, that's a bit more clear. Okay. Fine. The Rosh Doch Liyashiv, the Shani Hacha, Betipa, Shanof, Al Chatiha, Shef, Shalahat, Kula, Yadei, Nir, Bekisa. That she says, well, the element of. The question will really go back on the original question, on the original conversation, like what's the tour grappling with in the Rashba? So that there's a scenario. I have a Gemara which says that when you're discussing a tipa going in, you see it's possible to pull the full tipa out. So there are the tour might agree the scenarios where the story of the Rashba is true, but I have a Gemara which seems to say that the Tipa can go in and the Tipa can go out. So the same way I get a Nir Bekisa in the first pot, when it falls one time, it can get everything out afterwards. So why shouldn't I say the same argument when it went into the Chetich? But only the Chanan, because by Tibas Kolov, that's not true. So the Mora says that in the Tibas Kolov, it's only relevant if you mix it immediately. But the concept exists that something goes in and goes out. So by Shari Surim, you don't have a Chanan. So whatever goes in, it comes out. It'll come out the second time you mix it. What's the difference? So then, the current way the Dark Commercial learns, I don't have to get involved in the whole second Tzadi Zion. You know, and this last point that I'm saying is also not necessarily true. But the Taz, I don't have to come on to that. Now, I don't know why the Dark Commercial holds it to Dachik. Now the Rashi agrees to the case of the Tipa that you can't prove a connect of the Rashi, because over there the point was the Taka never settled there. Right? The Rashi's case only was a case where it first settled in the piece and then it went into the Nupa afterwards. So that's why I guess he also like it to bring a ride from the din of Tipa to the case of the Rashi where it's settling. I guess that's a doichik. Okay, Bezhem, we will do the Bezhem tomorrow. We'll do the Shach and go by to the base, and hopefully we'll a few points, very important points in the Prima Gadim. The Kimeger over here is a lot of fun. It's not necessarily Sunday Galamaisa, so if you want to do it, that's your choice.